Narelle, you remember the 1931 Napier earthquake in New Zealand?
Oh, yes, I certainly do.
So what was the situation at the time?
It was a beautiful day, and around about midday, the dogs, our Samoyeds, my aunt's Samoyeds, started to bark, and then she shook, and really shook. My grandmother fell outside. I rushed to her to find I could get no response. Mm. She was gone, one of the 246 people that were killed in the quake. However, women and children were ordered out of Napier, and we went, of course, back to Auckland. But the day before, the inland lake, which never had waves on it, had, I can recall standing there and watching the waves and the adults all saying, "What's happening here?" That area now is the Napier Airport.
So was there any other warning that an earthquake might be coming in Napier?
Not really, no. No, it was a surprise to everybody. But as I say, I was only 4 and a half at the time. it came rather as a shock to lose. She was only 64.
Mm. It's terribly sad, and it must have been hard for you as a little girl to deal with that and finding her like that.
Yes, we stopped off at Tiamutu, I think, on the way back to Auckland, and I was most upset because the only bed available for me at the time was a cot. And I do recall putting in the cot to sleep overnight. However, that was my memories of the Napier quake.
So you talked about those waves on the inland lake. What were people saying when they saw that happening?
They just couldn't understand as to why, because it was a beautiful sunny day, and no one could answer as to why it was happening. However, the dogs knew. They the following day, they picked it up straight away. Obviously, animals do.
Yeah. I think there are lots of reports of strange sort of phenomena happening often before earthquakes, but I guess if you don't know what it is, then it can be a bit odd.
Exactly.
When the earthquake actually happened, it must have been quite violent if your grandmother was thrown down the steps in such a strong way.
Yes, it was. I do recall that it was very violent. My aunt was thrown under, I think it was a pepper tree. She was thrown under the pepper tree, and my cousin, who was coming home to have his lunch, as they always had midday meals, he was on his bicycle, and he was thrown off his bicycle. I remember we were not allowed into the houses. We had to sleep in the neighbour's garage that night. But I do recall seeing all my aunt's jars of preserved fruit and jam, looking through the window, seeing them all smashed on the floor. It went on shaking during the night because we were put on mattresses in the garage to sleep, we children. And I do recall us being woken during the night. So for how long the aftershocks went, I don't know, but we were all women and children ordered out of Napier.
So was it frightening? What were you? How did you feel?
Well, I remember being very upset at losing my grandmother, very upset. But I just had to do as I was told, like all little children.
So a lot of things have changed in Napier since that time to rebuild stronger and better since the quake happened.
Yes, because it was quite a few of the staff at the hospital were killed. At the top floor, I think the second floor they were. But however, as I say, I don't remember now because looking on the computer, the shots on the computer really.
Yeah. Well, those memories are really important for helping other people understand what happens in these situations. So, yeah, it's a great example of what can happen to people when they're not expecting it.
Exactly. There's no doubt about that New Zealand's a shaky isle.